Thursday morning, ladies and gentlemen. Time now for trivia on WCHL, and here's Freddie Geiger.
Thank you. We're closing out the month of Enero, January.
Hard to believe.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean,
we just had New Year's.
Already a 12th of the way through the new year?
This is nuts.
Well, what do you got to close out the month?
Well, first of all, let's wish our women, the Lady Tar Heels, good luck. They're hosting Georgia Tech tonight at 7 o'clock in Carmichael. And from there, we're going to the celestial heavens.
Okay.
Our solar system.
All right. I'm ready.
Okay. Hey, by the way, did you see the...
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
There you go. That's like Casey Kasem.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I never liked Casey Kasem.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we won't get into that. Sounds like that's a long story.
Yeah, it is.
Did you watch the lunar eclipse a couple weeks ago?
I did not, but I know a lot of people who did.
I did. It was fascinating.
I saw a lot of
pictures. And there was a meteor that had struck the moon, first documented while the lunar eclipse was going on.
Really?
Yeah, they're searching the moon where they believe it hit to see if they can find another crater.
Well, I didn't hear that.
That's pretty crazy.
I saw a lot of pictures that people took.
Yeah, it was kind of bloodish red, copperish red.
Kind of cool.
All right, solar system. All right, since poor Pluto was demoted, our solar system has 8 planets.
All right.
Yeah. Name the planet that is now the farthest from the sun in our solar system.
Okay, it's not Pluto anymore.
Not Pluto anymore. It's a dwarf planet. We've got 8 planets, according to astronomers now. Name the planet that is now the farthest from the sun in our solar system.
Gonna have to think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. 919-929-9245, which is...
WCHL.
Yeah. And win a $10 gift certificate from Cruisers where you're...
Be out of this world and good to go.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right, of course. 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa, you know Ron Stutz? Alexa... What town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz. Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
Freddie, you want to know the planet that is now farthest away in our solar system?
Yeah, since they demoted Pluto.
Neptune?
That's a boy. Atta boy.
I used to really be into astronomy when I was
still
a kid.
I am, man.
And I knew all the planets and all that kind of stuff. Pluto is always far away. But now,
in a galaxy far away.
They say, that's right. I can see the words rolling down the screen.
Right, right.
Yeah, but now I guess it would be Neptune.
Yep. Using Voyager 2, the satellite, as our guide or probe, it would take about 12 years to reach the bluish orb of Neptune.
Wow. That's a long time.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But supposedly, theory of relativity, maybe you don't age as much as you are going through space.
Well, let's all go to Neptune then. What do you say?
Well, I'm just kind of amazed that everybody's all hyped up about, you know, plopping down a colony on Mars.
Yeah. Kind of
somehow, I don't know. I mean, what's the big...
I haven't gotten into all the enthusiasm there yet.
Yeah, I mean, there's...
Well, when we finish...
That would be like us kind of going to the Sahara Desert to live.
Yeah, we finish burning up this planet. I mean, we may have to go there.
Not good.
Global warming is not a hoax.
No, I know.
Yeah.
You are correct.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.